Allegations Planned Parenthood Lied to Congress Over Baby Parts Scandal. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 31, 2018. The project leader of the pro-life group that exposed Planned Parenthood's alleged profiting from the sale of aborted baby body parts says new evidence suggests the abortion chain and its partners may have lied to Congress about their revenues from the sales. The glaring discrepancies in Planned Parenthood's alleged documentation of their baby body parts revenues call into question every statement Planned Parenthood has ever made in defense of their abortion harvesting programs, said David Dalyden, who spearheaded the video expose project for Center for Medical Progress, CMP. In a press release, CMP announced it has submitted evidence to a federal judge of the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, suggesting that Planned Parenthood and their business partners in the biomedical procurement industry may have doctored records about their revenues from the sale of aborted fetal body parts and lied to Congress about them. CMP is asking the court to compel Planned Parenthood and its partners, Advanced Bioscience Resources, ABR, to produce the original records from their fetal tissue harvesting programs. The group alleges both ABR and Planned Parenthood produced different versions of the same invoice. In addition, CMP argues the revenue totals and procurement totals for fetal body parts do not match the totals that Planned Parenthood reported to Congress 2 years ago. The motion asks the court to verify that Planned Parenthood did not fabricate its evidence. This would not be the first time Planned Parenthood has apparently doctored critical evidence about their own wrongdoing, Dalyden claimed. In 2011, for example, CMP notes a criminal case against a Planned Parenthood facility in Kansas fell apart after prosecutors discovered record shredding by state officials made it difficult for them to make their case the abortion clinic had falsified reports on patient abortions. CMP has also pointed to the fact that the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, dash part of the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, dash had contracted with ABR to provide the government with fresh aborted baby tissue to engineer humanized mice for drug experimentation. After details of this contract were made public, HHS terminated the contract, though CMP made clear the cancellation of the contract was insufficient. CMP added, by terminating a grotesque contract for fresh aborted baby parts from Planned Parenthood's business partners ABR that never should have been signed in the first place, HHS has taken a small first step to stop the epidemic of trafficking tiny baby hearts, lungs, livers, and brains from late-term abortion clinics into government-sponsored laboratories for taxpayer-funded experimentation. Dalyden said Planned Parenthood has everything to lose if the full scope of their illicit trade in aborted baby body parts is revealed. He observed the House Select Panel referred Planned Parenthood partner Stem Express for evidence destruction. As the U.S. Department of Justice continues to follow up on the criminal referrals for Planned Parenthood and ABR, it is imperative for prosecutors to seize the original financial records from Planned Parenthood and their accomplices immediately, he added, so these depraved enterprises cannot continue to cover up their criminal sale of baby body parts. In June 2017, the Criminal Investigative Division of FBI headquarters confirmed receipt of referrals sent to the agency by the Senate Judiciary Committee. The following December, the Department of Justice reportedly launched a federal investigation into Planned Parenthood's practices and its alleged profits from the sale of body parts of aborted babies. Both the Senate Judiciary Committee and the House Select Investigative Panel on Infant Lives conducted expansive investigations into Planned Parenthood and its partners in the biomedical procurement industry. The sale or purchase of human fetal tissue is a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison or a fine of up to $500,000, 42 U.S.C. 289g-2. The Senate Judiciary Committee referred Planned Parenthood to both the FBI and the Justice Department for investigation and possible criminal prosecution. Based on its findings, the Judiciary Committee's majority staff report concluded that Planned Parenthood's partners paid the abortion chain's affiliates for the body parts of aborted babies and then sold the fetal tissue to their respective customers at substantially higher prices than their documented costs. The Planned Parenthood Federation of America, PPFA, initially had a policy in place to ensure its affiliates were complying with the law, but the affiliates failed to follow its fetal tissue reimbursement policy, the report said.